The Office of Management and Budget tells agencies to get their shutdown plans ready. Congress has less than a week now to come up with some sort of budget deal before the fiscal year ends, and there's still no immediate plan for congressional leadership to vote on a short-term, clean continuing resolution. As the deadline gets closer, agencies and contractors are thinking about the lessons they learned back in 2013 to help them prepare. Federal News Radio reporter Nicole Grisco tells In-Depth host Francis Rose why there's still some optimism that agencies won't have to implement those shutdown plans.
Sources from the House Oversight and House Appropriations Committees told us Monday that a vote on a short-term CR hasn't been scheduled for next week. Now, Congressman Chris Van Hollen, he's the ranking member of the Budget Committee, and at a press conference at the National Institutes of Health, he said that he thinks the Senate is working on a short-term CR. The general sense is that it would pass. I think that is pretty obvious to say. But the big question is what would happen in the House.
I can't stand here right now and say with confidence that there won't be a government shutdown, despite all our efforts to avoid a government shutdown. As I said, I introduced legislation, the Prevent Government Shutdown Bill. We've reached out to the Speaker.
Dr. Francis Collins is the director of the National Institutes of Health, and he says that they've learned a lot from the 2013 shutdown. At that press conference, Collins actually is wearing a pin that says Hope at NIH, and he made it during the last shutdown. And he says he's still optimistic, and he hopes that it's still there.
So, of course, we had that experience 2 years ago. We tried to learn from that as best we could. We remain optimistic that we will not have to implement those lessons coming up on October 1st. But, of course, we would not be good stewards of the public trust or good managers to hide our heads in the sand and pretend that this could not happen.
Now, on the contracting side, I went to an event from the Professional Services Council, and there were about 75 to 100 contractors in the room. And when asked, about a handful or two raised their hands and said there would be a shutdown come October 1st. They thought we were headed for a shutdown. The rest of them, though, seem like they're pretty optimistic, but that doesn't mean that they're not concerned.
What are agencies and contractors thinking about right now based on what you saw at both of these events in terms of preparing for a shutdown?
Everyone is thinking about what happened in 2013, what that experience was like for agencies and for contractors, what happened with their employees and their contracting personnel, who went home because of a furlough, what they lost during that 16-day government shutdown. Now, Collins says that 80% of employees at NIH went home during the last shutdown in 2013. So that included doctors, researchers working in labs, and also people working at the NIH Clinical Center.
Certainly in terms of research that got slowed down, and certainly in terms of what happened as far as the costs of closing down and starting up again, which takes huge numbers, thousands of person hours just to put that in place. It was unquestionably a total waste of money. If there was any idea that a shutdown somehow is saving the government money because you don't have to spend anything when the government's closed, that's completely wrong. And you heard the quote from Congressman Van Hollen that overall, more than $20 billion was basically thrown out the window by that last shutdown.
Now, Collins says people that work at NIH, they like their jobs. They like what they're doing. But morale isn't great right now, knowing that the government could shut down, and it wasn't great in 2013, knowing that they might go home. So there are some things that will stay open at NIH if the government shuts down, but the preparations to send those people home, to prepare for furloughs, and to stop research is pretty huge.
Well, we have to keep the hospital running because there will be patients who are already here, and we can't walk away and leave them. There are animals that have to be cared for. There's certain types of laboratory equipment that has to be maintained, or there's a great financial loss. But it's pretty minimal. We have to maintain the security, so a small security force. But the place is, it empties out. Walking around that last time was about the most depressing thing I've been through in 22 years of being at NIH. I don't want to have to do that again.
What are the contractors thinking about? You've talked about the agencies.
So one contractor at the Professional Services Council event the other day said that he hasn't heard from any of his agency contracting officers yet. But no one seemed too concerned about that. In 2013, contracting officers were communicating well before September 30th. John Cooney is a partner at the Venable Law Firm and a former general counsel to the Office of Management and Budget during the 1995 shutdown. He says that's expected. In 2013, there hadn't been a shutdown since 1995, and a lot has changed. Contractors, they now use web-based databases and tools to communicate with the agencies. Agencies also contract more services altogether. So the sense of urgency was greater than in 2013, and they had more questions, more concerns about how all of this would go. Now, Cooney tells me contractors have a lot to think about to prepare, and the big one is personnel.
Their workers will come to them and ask, am I going to be laid off if there's a shutdown? And it's very disquieting when your employer doesn't know the answer to that question. But the employer can't tell because the employer will not get advice from the contracting officer until very late in the day, until just before the shutdown happens or just after the shutdown has occurred. The other thing the contractors have to do is to figure out all the difficult questions. How will I get in touch with the contracting officer to find out what my instructions are? How will I tell my workforce what the instructions are? How, if there's going to be a shutdown, I will have to get short-term bank loans or draw on my line of credit in order to pay those costs. The companies are going to have to think those through systematically.
Now, the other things that contractors are thinking about, they're taking stock of the contracts that they have. Which ones are funded through annual appropriations? Which ones are under multi-year funding? The big message to contractors, though, it's all about communication. So if Congress isn't communicating right now about what they're doing, agencies and contractors should be. Contracting officers are typically the first ones out the door when the government closes. It's something that they found from 2013. And so those conversations should be happening now. They should be asking their agencies for advice and keeping track of it all along the way as they go. And that's even if the government stays open on October 1st.
A lot of this contingency planning that we're seeing on the part of the agencies will eventually kind of wash over onto the contracting side. But I'm struck by your anecdote from the Professional Services Council meeting, where so few of the people who were there actually expecting a shutdown this time around. The shame of that is, if you would have gone 10 days before the shutdown in 2013, you probably would have gotten the same response. And that's a sad commentary on where we are today, I think.
Right. And Alan Shvatkin and the Professional Services Council, when he saw the response, when he saw how many contractors had their hands up, that they thought there would be a shutdown, he asked, why are you all here?